Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. And in this program, we try to answer your questions, queries, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqavi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University, Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
So we have recently been talking about adolescents and how do we upbring them. Now we have reached a point that adolescents need to develop a relationship with their environment, which you further divided into many aspects, the environment part. And the last portion that we were talking about was a virtual environment. You said virtual world is a part of environment, and an adolescent needs to develop a contact. He needs to have a relationship with this environment. Now, one thing is very clear, that this relationship with environment is important. While some parents think that this relationship is not important at all, this should be ignored. What do you say about that? Is relationship with the virtual world important or not?
Yes, I would like to start in the name of Allah. Actually, we mentioned the relationship with the environment, and we wanted to divide it up into two parts. One is the natural world in which we live, and we also mentioned that beyond the natural world, the material world, we have realms which cannot be attained or understood without spiritually and intellectually thinking about them and trying to reach out to them. But today we're talking about the natural world. Unfortunately, today, as a result of the progress of technology, we are faced with a new reality, which is the virtual world.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the virtual world, which is taking up much of our time and the time of our children, and it's not allowing us to engage with the natural world.
Yeah.
And the human being needs to engage and to understand the natural world, which has been created by Allah Almighty with all its beauties, with all its expanse, with all its magnificence. And we need to understand that. We need to understand the laws which are governing this natural world, of which we are a part,
yeah,
and how we have to deal with it. Now, if the engagement with the virtual world helps us in this
understanding
the natural world and dealing with it properly, then well and good. I mean, the virtual world, the world of the wikis and the PDFs and whatever, they are going to give us an insight about the world which we live in, then that is very good. That is, this is what is required for all of us. Today, the virtual world is replacing books and libraries and so many other things.
In terms of information.
And so that is the positive aspect of the virtual world.
Yes.
There was a time when you could not find information about many things
very easily.
You would have to go to a library, you would have to find a book, and so many other difficulties.
Yes.
But now everything is at your fingertips.
Yeah. Professor, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, you said that a relationship with virtual world is important, but we should not let virtual world replace the natural world. Rather, we can take a deep insight into natural world using the virtual one.
Exactly. So if the virtual world is going to enhance and augment our natural engagement with the physical world, and even beyond the physical world, the spiritual world, then that is a very beneficial tool for us.
Okay.
And this is what we need to make our children realize, that we should not get obsessed with the gadgets and the social media apps and whatever is out there. We need to benefit from it, from the positive aspects. As we mentioned before, technology in itself is not bad. In itself, it is not evil. Inherently, we cannot call any sort of technology to be evil. It's the usage of it which is evil. Just like a knife, if we use the knife properly, appropriately, we can use it to cure people by carrying out surgeries.
Yeah.
Or we can, God forbid, kill someone using the knife. So the knife in itself, it's a sort of...
Can save a life, can take a life.
Exactly. So the development of a knife is as the result of the development of technology.
Yeah.
And this technology, which has been developed, whether in the form of knives previously or today in the form of the
mobile electronic devices,
all of this is a result of the advancement of technology and the benefiting and the way that mankind has been able to harness the physical world. It has been able to benefit from it properly. I mean, where did the knife come from? It comes from the earth. It's the iron comes from the earth. If it has a wooden handle, then it comes from the trees. And even if the electronic devices which we have, they may be the process through which they are attained may be a lengthy one, but it eventually, ultimately starts from the nature.
Yeah.
Even if we, for example, use petrochemical things to develop lightweight metals or alloys or even plastics, everything is from nature.
Yeah.
So nothing has been created by mankind. Mankind is only
using the nature.
Using what nature is giving, and nature has been created by Allah Almighty. And as I have been saying, it has been put at the disposal of mankind. So the true engagement, as a result of the proper way of dealing with nature, understanding nature, the nature of the soil, the nature of the atmosphere, the plants, the animals, and so many things which are around us, soil, land, air, sunshine.
We have to understand all the tech has its basic elements from nature itself.
That's what has to be brought into, I mean, this is what our child should understand.
We have to focus on this, yeah. We'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing adolescents' relationship with the virtual world. Well, Professor, you said that even the tech that we have in our hands today that gives us access to so many things, we should not get obsessed. Rather, we should remind ourselves of that all the basic elements of this tech were used from the natural environment itself. So what we need to make our adolescents understand is that virtual world is not all the environment you got to deal with. You got to go back to natural environment using the virtual one.
Exactly. We have to understand and make our children realize the advancement of technology. Yes, we think we have invented it. We have created it. Number one, we must make ourselves and our children understand it is all from Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
Whether it is in the natural form, which was created by Allah Almighty, or even the as a result of the technology that we have developed, the gadgets, the appliances that we have created, is as a result of the human mind or the brain that again has been created by Allah Almighty.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So whatever we carry out, whatever we do is either a direct creation of Allah Almighty
or
an indirect one. So everything goes back to Him. We have to make ourselves understand this. And secondly, even today we have artificial intelligence, but artificial intelligence has been created or invented or innovated by mankind.
Yeah.
And today, the working of even a super computer, which human beings have created, can be understood by human beings.
Yes.
But the working of the mind and the brain has not been discovered fully today. There are so many things which we still, as mankind, does not know about the working of the human brain. And does not realize the relationship between the human brain and the consciousness that we have.
Yeah.
And the elements which make us humans. We have not been able to discover that today. So, in as much as we know about the things which we have created ourselves, but which we consider to be an indirect creation of Allah Almighty, we can understand, we can realize what it is, we can know all its intricacies, we know about all its features, since we are the creators. But we have not been able to fully understand what Allah Almighty has created. We do not know about the universe that exists within us. And we cannot even comprehend the universe today which Allah Almighty has created and which is ever expanding.
Yeah,
and the huge expanse of the universe, which is, as Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, that it is even the creation of the heavens and the skies is greater than the creation of the universe in the human being. And today we're talking about so many things in the celestial bodies, the dark holes. Today we do not know what is in the dark hole. We can only speculate. We do not know about there's still a lot to be understood. So I mean to say that if as human beings we want to realize and understand God's creations, we have to delve into the natural world.
Yeah. So it's actually virtual world is important, but we don't have to let our adolescents get obsessed with it and just get into the virtual world only. We have to take them one or the other way to Allah Almighty. Show them, see the AI tools you're using today, the tech you're using today, all goes back to the basic elements that nature has provided us. And that's how they will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much for being with us, Professor Naqavi. Thank you so much to your listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, any feedback, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. We'll be there. And in case you want to listen to our program or our previous sessions as well, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/encoi Call of Islam tab. Thank you so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.